Go presents In Defense Of, brought to you by Betfred.
Yes, people, Steve-O the Madman here. Welcome to In Defense Of, brought to you by Joe and Betball. Now, stepping up to the away end is someone I'm very, very excited to announce. I've seen this guy bang goals for years and years and years. I've even seen him bang a goal in a playoff final and lend a cheeky assist. He told me to say that. I want to give it up to my friend, West Ham legend, and the guy that I kept out of the county team when I was 13 years old, Super Colton Cole! Always believe in your soul.
What's happening, bro?
You're indestructible. Yes, Coley.
What's happening, bro?
How you doing, bro? You
I'm
good?
I'm wicked, man. I'm good.
You know, it's a shame because I'm actually a West Ham fan, a real fan. I've known you since we were like 12, 13, yeah. So I've seen you progress and turn into a legend. So it's going to hurt me to pull your pants down and smack your butt. I swear that. That's what's going to happen today, bruv.
But, all right, cool.
Apart from that, though, life all gang, good for you?
Yeah, cool, life's good. Yeah. You know how it goes with football. You have your ups and downs. Mm-hmm. After you retire, you got to find a new path. Mm-hmm. I think I found my way now. Coaching under 16s at West Ham. Mm-hmm. Giving back to the youngsters, yes, which is very fulfilling. I think I advise every ex-pro to do so. Not even ex-pros, anybody that wants to give back to the community, to the world. It's very important for the kids.
Brother, what have you come to my gaff to debate?
Well, I've come to debate that, look, Man United fans might not like me. I'm quite vocal about Man United not being at the place that I expected them to be. So I'm saying Man United will not win the league within the next 10 years.
Ooh,
what do you say about that?
That is a juicy one.
Within the next 10 years.
What the prof, they finished second last season, geez. Before we get into it, we get up to 60 seconds to state our points, yes, and then we'll come back over here, yeah, and then we'll get into the points that, okay, we've laid out.
This is why Man United won't win the league within the next 10 years. There's no club structure from the top all the way down to the pitch. There's no leadership that I can see from the top all the way down to the pitch. Glazers have taken away the ambition to win games. And now I feel it's more to do with making money. I feel that you have a 37-year-old up front, which is not like Man United to be having a 37-year-old leading the attack when you have to rebuild to play for the future. Success is built on a good foundation, which I don't think Man United have at the moment. Also, I really feel that the manager that comes in needs time to be successful and build a new structure and a way of playing.
Coley, made some good points there, but here's why I think Manchester United will win a league in the next 10 years. Start the clock. Past, present, future. Let's start with the past. It's in their DNA, it's in their heritage to win. The likes of Alex Ferguson, Sir Alex Ferguson, Sir Matt Busby, these are all sirs, by the way. This is the DNA that's installed in the club, and this is what the future managers are going to have to live up to. So the pressure's there, and I think the pressure will provide diamonds. The present, they finished second last season. So they're only one or two signings away from being great and winning the league now. But they are one or two signings away and maybe a decent manager. But that's to come. And let's talk about the future. I'm only skimming over these things here, bro. Bro, the heritage, like what I said, it won't allow Man United to go on for another 10 years and not win. They've already got the youngsters coming through. They've got the greatest scouting system in Europe that I believe, you know what I mean? As I say, the likes of Elanga, McTominay, these players that are coming through now, they're only going to provide a great future and win the league in the next 10 years. But let's talk about it. Bro, you know what? You've made some good points, but we need to elaborate on this, yeah?
All right,
cool. So I want to do this whole thing. I'm going to do it in three segments.
All right, cool.
Past, present, future. Yeah, so we're going to start with the past. And when I say the past, I'm going to about their history. Mm. Man United's heritage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The fact that since the Premier League started, that Man United have won 46% of the leagues. So you're telling me that in the next 10 years, that they're not going to win it, statistically, it doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? If they've won it 13 times out of, I'm not good at maths, I'm not Big Shaq, you know what I mean? But 46%.
What I'll argue there, statistically, you're saying 46% yes. of the league since the Premier League started.
Yes.
All right, so since then, there's been other teams that's come to the fore.
Yes.
So you've got Man City, obviously. Mm-hmm. You've got...
Chelsea,
obviously. Yeah, and they've been injected with money mm-hmm. and everything, but you still got to win the league. You still got to win what's in front of you.
If we're talking past, then you're right.
You can't rest on past accolades.
You can't rest on past accolades, but you can rest on DNA. You can rest on counting on the likes of Liverpool that dominated in the 80s, the cycle coming back around.
Well, if you want to go on cycles, but I think the cycle's going to be like probably more like 20 years.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? Because there's too many people at the table now that can actually go on to win.
But they're not ahead of this. You're right. And I love that.
Man United, history-wise, they're better than most clubs. Mm-hmm. Probably debatable with Liverpool, yeah? But at the same time, when you look at the whole structure of what you see in front of us in present day, mm-hmm. I can't see them getting the structure. Like when clubs come into the Premier League and they get an injection of money, mm-hmm. yeah? They start to win probably maybe just under 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Man United, I know they've won before mm-hmm. in the history, but they've got a lot of rebuilding to do, I believe. And that takes years.
It does take years, not months. You're right.
And there's
a cloud around this because obviously they've been rebuilding, right?
Yeah.
And they're still far. In fact, they've been rebuilding for the last 10 years.
Ever since Alex Ferguson left.
They've been rebuilding. But in that rebuild, and this is what I don't get with United fans, yeah? Mm. They've won a Europa. They've won FA Cup. They've won a League Cup. Mm. As I say, they've finished second last season.
Mm.
So the fact that you think they're that far off when the likes of the Pogbas and that are in the squad. So they're only just a little bit away already, but I don't want to get into that. I want to get into the fact that Fergie, so Matt Busby, like these DNA that it's installed, the heritage.
Mm-hmm.
So people that are coming in now, they haven't got 10 years
no.
or even a little bit of time. You've seen it. Look, Moyes has come and gone. Van Gaal's come and gone. Solskjaer's come and gone.
So you're actually answering me.
If I am, then you
Because they're not giving managers enough time.
Yeah,
look, okay. when Fergie was at the helm,
yeah,
the first, okay. I think, first 2 years, 3 years, he weren't winning anything.
Yep.
I don't know what the time limit until he won something, but he weren't winning anything. So they gave him that space and gap of time to turn it around, because obviously sometimes, and I think it's right now what you see with Man United, they're still trying to search for the Fergie kind of
which
feel.
Which is a mistake.
You've got to go onto a next path now.
Yeah.
And I think they went wrong, they thought David Moyes was going to be the closest thing.
But I think he could have been. You're seeing them at West Ham now. Imagine if they would have gave him time with more money, better squad, because that's what Moyes builds. This is what he builds clubs from the bottom
exactly,
up.
Exactly, but you didn't give him the time.
Yeah, you're right.
And on top of that, I don't think it worked out. Look, anybody that was coming in after Fergie was going to have a hard job
mm-hmm.
straight away. Like, it was never going to be plain sailing for them. But because they'd won so much prior to that, everyone was expecting them to be up there again, where actually, really and truthfully, they were starting from the bottom again. Not the bottom, well, mid-table.
Yeah.
And then he was supposed to build up to getting back into the flow of things. And that takes time. But because they wanted instant success, mm-hmm. because they're used to winning all the time, Fergie's just left after winning the league. And he's just left, but there was loads of old players still.
Yeah.
So he had to get rid of... So that alone is a long time.
There was a load of old players. And not only that, those players that they had were only good or were better players with Fergie. Fergie gave them that extra
juice. Yes.
So now you're now getting the players, I don't even know if O'Shea was there then or whatever, but you're getting that old squad that he had without the extra 20% of Fergie. But one thing I will say about this DNA and this heritage I keep barking on about, and that is, it's there. So I feel like it's just a spark.
Do you think?
They finished second last year.
It's mad. Yeah. That's all well and dandy and all that. You know what I mean? I don't mind that. But at the same time, you're going to look at it as well. Like, you got to look up at the boardroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as a player, if I'm putting my player boots back on and I'm looking up at the boardroom, I'm just looking at them and thinking, have we got like a leader?
Mm-hmm.
Have we got someone that's actually going to be able to help the club go in the right direction? Or are they just doing things for instant success?
Mm-hmm. Or to build the club around the world in Asia or in America?
Yeah, so are they trying? Are they breeding winners?
So if United get one or two good signings next summer, with a good manager, as Zidane, Conte seems like he might even leave Spurs now, and I think that's perfect for United, right? You don't think with two good signings, a good manager, United could do more than they did last year in second?
Well, that was the plan this year, wasn't it? Because when you look at it now, like Ollie was at the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ollie was at the wheel. And to be honest, when you finish second.
The piss with that, wait.
Ollie was at the wheel. He finished second.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
That ain't bad, bro.
It's excellent. Yeah. Like, so you're looking to build on that now. So the next season when you come in, you're looking to build on that. And you're thinking, do you know what? All right, cool. Exactly what you just said, with a few players, good players, to come in, they could get to the next. That was supposed to happen last, so they brought, who did they bring in? Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano, the
God. I know it was lastminute.com, but it was still Cristiano Ronaldo. Like, he bangs goals.
So we're talking about the present now, right? That being said, knowing that it's all broken, but they finished second, they've won Europas and all of that, and it's just a tweak for me. I think it's manager and control that they need.
I don't believe that they've got the winning mentality anymore. I think they just
rolled over. As a club, they have, because it's just, again,
but no,
it's
no, that's installed. The club history. It's that's the club installed. History. No, but the present players, we're talking about the present players.
What's that thing you do?
Resuscitation.
Huh. Yeah, bruv, that's all they need.
No, because the club has got that DNA, the club. But it depends what you fill the club with, innit? Like, what kind of wood you putting in there? Do you know what I mean?
So let me ask you this. How far are they away from winning the league, in your opinion?
I'd say 15 years. 15 years. That's me being nice. I could have said 20.
Who wins it before them that hasn't won it? Is there a team that wins it?
Before that hasn't won it? Remember, you've got Newcastle that's just come into money. Yeah? They're going to be at the table before them.
Do you truly believe that?
I really believe that.
You know what, I read recently that United have literally opened up their scouting system even wider. So they're hitting all parts of the world now. They call it the most sophisticated scouting system in football, right? So that being said, they're now going to bring the sickest players in. Yeah, so...
Youth players.
I think just the conveyor belt that they're going to have. So the class of 92, can that happen again? I think, like I say, I think Chelsea have sort of done that now. I think United can do that with the way that they've done their scouting system. But even if they don't, they can buy it. Mm. Now, you said Newcastle have got crazy money, which they have, but there's a fair play system, bro. Mm. So they can only spend what United can spend. Mm-hmm. And I think it comes with your profit and loss as well. I might be wrong with that. So United, I think the only club in the world that are in is it the red or the black? I don't know what it's called, but they're in the plus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's so many reasons why it can happen at United, as well as like the main important reason is that on the pitch, they've actually got real decent players, decent young players. Mm. As you say, it just needs, for me, someone to come and take control. He's going to win the league. Who's going to dominate in the next 10 years?
I'm not sure about dominate the next 10 years, but I think there's teams that can actually come in and win one season, then maybe win two or three seasons in a row, and then a next team might
you
win.
Don't think you got United Liverpool. You got Liverpool. One of them.
Not yet. I think Liverpool, they're light years ahead of Man United because they've got structure. They've not missed the target yet on their signings.
Yeah, man, crazy. Even the recent ones.
Like their structure, you can see their system. You can actually see how they move. Do you know what I mean? Like, when the ball's over there, you can see where they're moving.
Yep.
You can't see that with Man U. There's no direction, obviously, because they ain't got no manager that's dictating. So when you're looking at structure-wise, they're light years ahead of Man United at the moment. So when Liverpool, buy a player, he puts him in.
Slots in.
Just slits in. Yeah. They didn't even miss, on the African Nations, they didn't even miss Mane or Salah. They won all their games while they were away.
Look fire.
Do you know what I'm saying? So Man United, if they had a player like Salah and Mane, they wouldn't have won anything,
in
I don't think.
In the next top year, in the next 10 years, I think Klopp goes though.
In the next 10 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But their technical director, will bring in someone similar.
Because they've got the structure.
Because they've already got the structure. That's their style of play. That's what they are. Man United have yet to find that. They have to find someone that they trust and believe in and back. I don't think they're backing most of these managers that come to the helm. Like, and I think that's to do with them not having the knowledge of, do you know what, I'm getting this manager. I think they're just going for names.
Yeah.
Instead of, okay, what's my style of play? What's his style of play? Does it match the players that we have already? Or do we need to restructure and get new players in to fit this manager's style of play? Because we want to just restructure our whole thing. And that's what I'm saying. If you're going to restructure the whole thing, it's going to take more than 10 years.
Interesting, Coley. Bloody hell. Wow. No, because...
No, that's football, though.
I'm like, mate, it's United.
Yeah.
The history, the DNA, which you're saying... History.
Doesn't matter anymore.
But future, Elanga, best youth team, best scouts, richest club. Even that's like... future's bright there.
Yeah.
Present.
Future's bright, don't get me wrong.
Present's bright still for me. I know it doesn't look great, but still finishing second without any of that structure.
Mm.
It's like, when someone comes... They're going to dominate again, mate, I believe. So, we spoke about the past and the heritage, the DNA installed in Manchester United, which I know you don't really rate that in a sense of the now. What's that got to do with now, the history? Okay. Then we spoke about the present.
Mm-hmm.
One or two players off for me from winning the league. And I truly believe that because they finished second last year. They're always there or thereabouts. Mm. And that's without any structure at all.
Mm-hmm.
Then you talk about the future with the youngsters they've got, the money they have.
Mm-hmm.
Bruv, you know what? You haven't changed my mind. You haven't changed my mind. I do believe United will win the league in the next 10 years. I don't think they will dominate, though.
Aha! So that's what I was coming to.
Yeah,
Leicester won the league, yeah? They were never going to dominate, was they?
Excuse me, Mr. Smarty Pants. Your argument,
I know.
They won't win it. Don't tell me about listen, winning
a
it
freak
once or
accident
nothing, no?
Can always happen.
But brother, thank you for coming.
Dad, hey!
People, if you agree with Coley, obviously get involved in the comments, let me know. But this has been In Defence with me, Steve-O the Madman, Colton Cole, brought to you by Joe and BetBull. Until next time, take care.
You've been listening to In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and BetBull.